Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
What a joy it is to welcome all of you here on this Lord's Day evening, Christmas Eve. We would ask that you turn off your cell phones. We know they make lovely music, but we don't want to hear them tonight. So please turn your cell phones off. If you have little ones and there are meltdowns during the night, there is a nursery up on the top floor, and it's staffed. If you just need changing assistance, you'd need to change your little one, there is a bathroom to my right and your left, and there's a changing pad in there. So we hope that you enjoy the service, that it is a blessing to you as we worship together. So let us now turn our hearts to worship the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for this beautiful night. We're so grateful that family and friends could come to worship you. We're so grateful for your sacrifice. We thank you that you came to this earth to bring light to a dark world. And we ask, O Lord, that this night we would bear witness to the light. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. candle with matches to light the four candles. Someone on that one while Scott's coming.
Tonight, I light the fifth candle Advent. It is the Christ candle. God has sent his son, Jesus, to turn darkness into light so people might know his glory and his forgiveness. His flame shall shines bright. We can see his glory on his story. Turn from sin and turn to him.
Now would you stand with me as we sing our opening hymn found in your bulletin, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
Let us remain standing as we pray together the Christmas liturgy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high has broken upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
To guide our feet into the way of peace.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
Thanks be to God for this gift beyond words.
My eyes have seen your salvation,
which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
Seated as we continue our liturgy. Glory be to you, Lord our God. You have chosen us in Jesus Christ our Lord before the founding of the world.
You have given us such love, Father, that we should be called the children of God.
You have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
You have rescued us from the power of darkness. Transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
You have redeemed us through Jesus Christ, your incarnate Son.
For the sake of the great love with which you love us, make us alive in Christ our Lord.
God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
May we all be transformed into the image of Christ from one degree of glory to another.
Lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Who the world with joy makes light.
ushers will come forward as we take up our Christmas Eve offering. Our second scripture reading is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus, as told in Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among people with whom he is well pleased." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you.
One thing that I absolutely loved when I came here to Ephraim was that we could be guaranteed every year a white Christmas. In fact, I loved it so much that every year I would post on Facebook all these beautiful pictures of the church covered with snow and my lawn covered with snow so that all my friends back east could eat their hearts out. I was not happy this year, and especially yesterday. You remember yesterday? Talk about gloom. As the rain came pouring down and the fog was rolling in, and my mood matched the weather. And I thought of that verse of scripture, "There shall be no gloom for those who sit in anguish." You know when that gloom, when you feel it and it goes right into your bones, that kind of gloom. I remembered back some years ago in the 1980s when we were in gloom, literally. And ironically enough, we were traveling to Bethlehem. Now, it was not Bethlehem where Jesus was born. It was Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And it was kind of a very weird weather pattern like we're having now. And we were traveling to Bethlehem because on New Year's Eve, Central Moravian Church had this awesome New Year's Eve service, and we wanted to get to that. So we were traveling down from south to north to get to that watch night service. And as we're traveling, something dreadful happened. Have you ever heard of ground fog? This ground fog came up, it was evening, and it enveloped the road, enveloped my car. You might as well have put a blindfold on me because I could not see. My mother, sitting in the passenger seat, rolled down her window, craned her neck out to see where the lines were so she could keep me driving in the lines. Talk about terrifying. I was terrified. The gloom, even our headlights could not penetrate that gloom. And so naturally, when you're in trouble on the road, you pray. And boy, was I praying. And I prayed that this fog would lift. Well, the fog did not lift, but something miraculous did happen. A truck came across our path and came in front of us, and the lights of that truck, the back was filled with white light. And I said, we are going to follow that truck wherever it leads. Even if it goes to Florida, we're following it. We don't care. We want to be safe. So I'm following this truck. When the truck got off the exit, which I never saw in the car, when the truck got off the exit, I followed it. And then as it's driving by, I see this big sign for a hotel up the road. And so I followed the sign up. And when I parked the car in the parking lot, about 100 cars were following me. They had all followed me out of the gloom. There shall be no gloom for those who sit in anguish. I learned something that day, and I learned something as I thought about the gloom that the people in the Old Testament felt. When Isaiah penned those words, God did not suddenly come down and say, okay, your lives are better now. They still had problems. But after Isaiah's words, they were filled with hope. I think of those shepherds when they came to Bethlehem. Shepherds were not the elite of that time. Shepherds were the riffraff. Shepherds were the people that everybody else talked about. And as they were in their night shift, when everybody else is sleeping comfortably in their homes and they're outside in the elements, all of a sudden the angels appear and they come to see Jesus. Now, you know, the next day they were still back on the night shift. You know, the next day they were still talked about and still considered riffraff, but nobody could take away the angelic songs that they heard, and that kept them throughout their lifetime. They could say, we saw Jesus, and we knew about the angel's announcement. God does not take our gloom away, but has given us Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can go through the gloom in our lives. We know who the light is. The light penetrates the darkness. So after, today is such a beautiful, happy day, but after the presents are all gone and the trees start dying and we have to take them out with the trash and we have to get back to our night shift work and all the problems of the day, remember that because of Jesus, when we're in gloom, Jesus gives us a bright light to take us through the gloom. Let us pray. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Lord, we're so grateful that you have come. We're so grateful that you give us a light through the gloomy times. We're so grateful for your love for us. And we ask that you would bless us as we go our way, not only this day, but every day, that we might see your light and follow it till journey's end. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you remain seated as we sing Away in a Manger? Candles were used in a Christmas Eve service was December 24th, 1747. It was a children's service in which the pastor desired to impress on them what the coming of Jesus meant. He spoke of the blessings which came through the birth of Jesus, among other things, that by his wounds and pierced side, he had lighted a blood-red flame of love in every heart, which would burn forever. For an impressive reminder of this, each child was to receive a burning candle tied with a small red ribbon. Then the children held their candles high as the pastor sang, "O little Jesus, thee I love. Kindle a pure and holy flame within the heart of every child, like that which from thine own heart came." Today, the candle is made of beeswax, which is the purest form of wax, symbolizing the sinless life of Jesus. The red trim reminds us of the blood of Jesus, and the fire reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, before we begin the wonderful ritual of light, we have a word from our retired fire chief. And then after Niles comes to explain what we're to do with the candles, Kay is going to come forward, and any child in the congregation will be able to receive a very special candle that's lit already. Niles?
Good evening. And just for your awareness, if you don't know, the fire department, Weber's, the Moravian Church in Ephraim, to light candles. Otherwise, candles have been abolished for lighting in public. So what I'm here to do is to make you aware the rights and the wrongs, how to handle a candle. Once the candle is lit, you never tip the candle. That's why this fringe is on there to catch the wax if it does tendency to run. Now, when you say light the candle, take the unlit candle and go to the lit one. And as they burn, there will be wax. And when you come to blow them out, you hold your hand behind the candle. Because if you don't, you're going to blow it at your neighbor. And all over the sanctuary as well. So you want to make sure you do that. And last but not least, after the candle is out, there will be wax on the candle. And if you would kindly hold that candle in your hand and keep it upright so that that wax doesn't get knocked off and on the floor because it doesn't come out of the carpet. So just the little things to do. And also make sure that candle stays away from the hair of your neighbor, because that hair, especially females using your hairspray, is extra accelerant to the hair. So just beware. We have extinguishers and people have many extinguishers in case of emergency. So with that, I'll wish you a Merry Christmas.
Now, if there's children in the congregation who would like a special candle, would you please come up, or maybe we'll have to go to that.
Thank you.
ask you to stand carefully with your candles. The choir will sing the first verse, and then we will join them. And then at the very last verse, we ask that you lift your candles high to signify that we will bring Christ's light to all whom we meet. Go now into your homes and neighborhoods, bringing the light of Christ's love to all whom you meet, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.